What a beautiful day. Hey, hey, what a beautiful day. Hooray! The sun is a shining and it is actually warm. So there we go. I'm not going to mention it anymore except to say the sun is out. I've got a bit of a cold, as you could probably hear. I'm a little bit blocked up. I don't know where I've got that from. But I have had the sniffles, so you might hear me rummaging for a tissue at some point. Either that or gargling snot. So I know, it's very attractive, isn't it? Really attractive. So yes, I'm on the old day and night nurse. Other nursing tablets are available. Actually, it's funny, I started singing on the way home yesterday from Custard HQ because I was feeling shite at work yesterday. I started singing in the car, night nurse. And Phil thought I'd made up a song about Night Nurse. And I said, no, it's a real song. He went, yeah, all right. And I went, no, it's a real song. And he didn't believe me. So we had to come home. And then I had to say to the Alexa thing, play Night Nurse by Simply Red. And there you go. So I proved myself right. So if you didn't know that Simply Red specialised in pop songs in the, I don't know whether it was the 90s or late 80s, that highlighted the pharmaceutical industry and specifically Night Nurse. There you go. You learn something new every day. Welcome aboard the Utterbirk train. You must be so excited. I know I am. What can I tell you about this week? Well, I'm just going to tell you a little tale about my wonderful mum. You will know if you've been tuning in that she is delightful. She's 85 in August. I keep saying that. But she is. She doesn't look it and she doesn't behave like it. And this little tale of hers will absolutely confirm that, as if it needed confirming. So she wanted my brother, let's start at the beginning. My brother does some antique fairs. There's a really lovely one here in the UK. Hello, non-UK listeners. And also hello, UK listeners. My brother does some antique fairs. He sells some bits and pieces because he does house clearance, in case you didn't know. So he does these fairs. And Mum wanted to go. She wanted to go on Sunday. And we couldn't take her because we were working. Sometimes I try and drop her off. But anyway, big rigmarole. I won't bore you with those details. So my little nephew, who's not so little, he's 30. Yeah, I know. What's that about? My little nephew, who's a grown man, said that he would take her. He said, I'll pick you up in my car and I'll take you. So that was lovely, wasn't it? But he forgot to mention that his car has been playing up. So on the Sunday, he called my mum and said, you know, look, it's not working. The car's not going. What do you want to do? So Mum said, should we hire one? And he said, well, we could do, but it's going to be expensive. And then my brother said, well, why don't you use my car? Now, just a little bit of car history with the Birks. We have a long, long, long history of owning cars that don't work. It started with my dad. Interestingly enough, my dad, I don't really mention him that much on this podcast, actually. But when he was alive, he was very well known for working on cars. So all throughout my childhood, we had cars in the drive, but they never worked. They didn't go anywhere. He tinkered. He was a tinkerer of cars. And, you know, they used to have these like trapeze things, like triangle things with engines hanging out of them, above them, below them, and various bits of mechanical parts of cars all around the house. And grease, lots of grease. So we had a car always. We more or less always had a car that either didn't go at all, or we would chance our arm and go to Pontins in it. And 9 times out of 10, we would end up coming back on the back of a tow truck. So that was my childhood. It was it was interesting. Oh, another thing that my dad used to do, which is quite interesting, is he used to hand paint them. I know. What's that about? And before you think, oh, what marvellous colours did he hand paint them? They were mostly hand painted a sort of lilac-y magnolia, sort of a nondescript colour. And he literally painted them with a paintbrush so you could see the paintbrush lines in the cars. And then because he was quite artistic, he used to then, on the sort of whitish beige background, do things like eagles or just any sort of fancy mural type things on the bonnets. And I can remember, you're probably thinking this isn't true. It is, it's completely true. And it sounds insane, doesn't it? I realise. But it's so true that in fact, when I passed my driving test and I bought my first secondhand car, which was a little mini Metro blue one that I used to call Monty Metro. And when I went on holiday and I left my car, because I was still living with my parents, I left my car obviously at my mum and dad's house, and I had to sit him down before I went on holiday and make him hand on heart promise me that he would not, I repeat, not hand paint my car whilst I was on holiday. How many people do you think have to do that, Joe? I think that's zero. That's a big fat zero. But yeah, so there's a little bit of background to the cars in our family. So it was no surprise that my nephew's car wasn't working. And it's no surprise that my brother's car often isn't working. But he said, use that because it's been working well recently. So anyway, they took my nephew, took my mum to this boot sale. It's not a boot sale. I've got a cold. I have said this already. You can probably hear it in my voice anyway. Not a boot sale, a antiques fair. And they got halfway. So they were about 40 minutes away from home. And Jonathan said to my mum, can you smell burning? And she said, yes. And then she said, I can also see smoke. And there was smoke and a burning smell. So they stopped on the hard shoulder and got out and tried to ring a tow person, but they were going to be a while. So they had to wait in the, it's not a tow person, is it? I don't know what they called, a recovery thing. Anyway, they don't belong to the AA. You would think they would, but again, our family just can't afford those sorts of things. So we just chance our arm. So they were waiting for a friend of a friend to come with their tow truck. It was still going to cost like 130 quid. So it would have been more cost efficient, I bet you're thinking, to be a member of the AA, and you would be right, but they're not, and they didn't. So anyway, backtrack. So she's sitting on this hard shoulder, and they'd had a couple of cups of coffee at the garage on the way, to drink on the way. And by now my mum's like, well, she's freezing cold for one thing, because it's been horrible here. And now she desperately needs the toilet. She desperately needs the toilet. And so does Jonathan. And Jonathan just quick smart goes into the bushes and has a wee. And she says, well, it's all right for you, Jonathan. That's very easy for you. Not so easy for me. What can I do? What can I do? So Jonathan geniusly said, well, we've got the two empty Costa cups. And she was like, right, I'm with you. She was like, right, okay, I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to go back in the car and I'm going to wee into these Costa cups. Again, other cafes and coffees are available. But you know what I mean. I just want you to get the image. So she's then in the back seat of the car and she's telling me all this while killing herself laughing on the phone, because she told me it all once they were home. And she said, Joe, she said, it's really not easy, is it, when you're a woman to just go to the toilet like that outside, outdoors? And I said, no, it's not. And she said, what really wasn't easy as well? She said, I had my skinny jeans on. She wears, she's so trendy. She had a little skinny jeans on, you know. She said, you try being in the back seat of a car and peeling down your skinny jeans and weeing into a Costa cup. And I said, Mum, I salute you. And then, so we were roaring with laughter. And then she made it even worse. By then she said, the thing is, Joe, what I hadn't considered is that I filled the first one up, but couldn't get to the other one. So she was trying, she'd managed to get her skinny jeans down enough to wee into the Costa cup, filled up the first Costa cup, and then realized that she couldn't juggle her jeans and a full of wee Costa cup and stop the flow, because she said you just can't do that at her age. You just can't, you know, your pelvic floor's shot to pieces when you're 85. So she didn't have the pelvic strength to cease the flow so that she could bring in the next empty Costa cup whilst holding the full Costa cup. So anyway, I was killing myself laughing about this. It still makes me laugh to this day. And she said, and I said, but Mum, you're so happy about it. And she said, well, I managed it in the end. And she said, and then the guy came and we got back home. And I said, well, Mum, that's an expensive trip, isn't it? You had an expensive trip to the side of a motorway to have a wee and then be towed home again. And she said, well, that's life, isn't it? You've got to make the best of a bad situation. So I am going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with my marvelous mum making the best of every fecking situation. And she's had some shit thrown at her in her life, I'm telling you. She still refuses. You can't keep a good woman down. You just can't. She's amazing. I salute all the mums, especially salute my mum. Hope you have a marvellous week. And it's bank holiday weekend coming up next weekend. So we're getting a long weekend. So I'll probably check in with you again on Tuesday instead of Monday. But I'm doing it on Monday. It's Monday, guys. I've actually made my deadline for once. So have a good one and catch you on the other side of the May bank holiday. Talk soon.